Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Monday, October 19th, 2015. An elderly woman died of tear gas inhalation, 31 youth injured during ongoing clashes with Israeli soldiers. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. An elderly Palestinian woman from Al-Isawiya town in occupied Jerusalem died late on Sunday at night on a military roadblock after Israeli soldiers manning the roadblock on the eastern entrance of the town delayed a car moving her to hospital. Huda Darwish, 65 years of age, suffered a respiratory issue due to tear gas inhalation before her family took her in their car in an attempt to reach a hospital. The family reached the Israeli military roadblock east of the town, where dozens of cars were lined up. The driver tried to bypass the cars, but the soldiers fired several live rounds in the air and forced him to stop. The family pleaded with the soldiers, who saw the elderly woman fading away due to severe effects of tear gas inhalation, but they kept delaying until the woman was near death. The Palestinian Health Ministry has reported Monday that the number of Palestinians killed by Israeli fire since the beginning of this month has arrived to 46, including 10 children, in addition to a political prisoner who died of medical negligence. On Monday, more than 31 youth were injured during ongoing clashes in the West Bank districts of Jerusalem, Bethlehem, Tul Karim, and Qalqilia. Dozens of students suffered Monday the effects of tear gas inhalation in the Palestinian Technical University Khadduri, west of the northern West Bank city of Tul Karim, after Israeli soldiers fired gas bombs into the college campus. Moreover, 17 Palestinians were reported injured when Palestinian youth clashed with invading Israeli soldiers in Qalqilia city center and its southern entrance. Meanwhile, 11 were injured during clashes between invading Israeli troops and youth in the town of Abu Dis near Jerusalem. Two more civilians were injured when Israeli forces attacked protesters in Takua village near Bethlehem city. In other news, dozens of soldiers invaded on Sunday evening and Monday at dawn various towns and neighborhoods in Jerusalem and kidnapped 12 Palestinians, including 4 children, between the ages of 11 and 14. An additional 17 Palestinians, including children, were kidnapped by Israeli troops during invasions in different parts of the occupied West Bank. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the October 19th, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.